The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson.
Hey.
The idea was Cocktoberfest.
Yeah. That wasn't the idea that we didn't pull it off?
I feel like we didn't really pull it off.
You think it takes three full cocks for a fest?
I think it takes three cocks make a festival.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you on that. We may have found the one thing we agree on.
Finally, agree.
You know what? This good cup, bad cup thing just may have found a bridge.
it's an interesting episode. We'll say that. In theory.
Oh, it's a fucking hilarious episode.
It is a hilarious episode, but for the reasons that you may not realize until it's too late. Mm-hmm. We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR to get 20% off, but just really...
Ralph comes in this one. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Ralph comes. And it gets weird afterwards. Not before, just afterwards.
Well, weird for you. Yeah. But your pulse oxygen was great.
Great. What was her name? Nevy Cakes?
Nevy Cakes.
Nevy Cakes, a nurse, some dudes. One particularly was...
Classic.
Probably going to murder me on the way home.
Bugsy Magoo.
Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Magoo. The show's sort of hilariously a bust, but it's a hilarious episode. Enjoy.
It was an hour long. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, none of it went right, but it all went hilarious.
That was a bizarre point. Here it is right now, Cocktoberfest episode of the STR show.
It's art, it's fart, it's fart, it's fart.
I remember when they sent me the lyrics. What do you think of it's art, it's fart? I'm like, well, that's fine. I'm not going to be...
Damn, you heard it here first. Ralph has no respect for the dead deads and their writing ability. What's happened
to that? Is that ink?
No, ink? It's major divots in the
Is that
desk.
A crack, though? Like, what's the
no,
line?
That's just the wood.
Okay.
This, though?
Somebody was like...
A million...
Stabbing.
Divots. That's Shannon? Right.
Shannon, who was divoting the table?
I don't know. Bobby, can you take a peek?
I see. It does look pretty bad.
Bobby, come take a peek. This is legit. I mean, for us being yelled at for getting squirt on this thing.
That's bad.
Look at that. You see? It's like tons
somebody,
of,
it looked like somebody was stabbing somebody was like, it with something.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Somebody really...
Somebody went to work on this thing. I'm guessing black comedians.
By the way, Jay...
Yes.
It is the STR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton.
Happy, is it though? I can't tell. Our table's all busted up.
Happy Cocktoberfest.
Happy Cocktoberfest.
To you. Did you miss me? I was gone for 2 weeks.
You were? I didn't even notice.
That's my feeling.
Sorry. Oh, you know, I thought you were here last week, but that was just a queefing pussy.
Yeah. By the way, what I liked
Shannon,
about...
you better be laughing at that.
I am.
Were you, though?
Yes.
What I liked about her, by the way, is, boy, that girl could queef. Like, there was no...
She's a good queefer.
And some stories.
Troubled. Damaged gal.
Yeah, but stories and queefing, it was a good...
Incest. Queefing.
But wasn't she like...
Queefing and incest.
Am I right that it was like incest, but proud incest?
Proud beyond proud.
That was kind of interesting.
Like, fuck my family, I want to mash puss with my cousin, pride.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Really, that was a good find. That was a good find from Lainey. That's a pretty good find.
Lainey, great find.
A great find, Lainey.
Lainey, what sad depths... Do you go to find these guys?
We're alive.
By the way, Shannon, there may be a giant wrench in the works.
Cock in your future?
For the tonight's festivities. Because
there's going to be three large wrenches in the works.
I think Jay does not want blood pressure. He wants heart monitor.
I thought it was heart monitor.
I thought it was heart monitor, but then I realized I think it is blood pressure.
But who does blood pressure for?
I don't know.
That wouldn't even be the thing to tell.
But maybe it is heart. Is it heart monitor?
I believe it's blood pressure. Let me go yell out there real quick.
Okay, because I am not, you may be right.
Why would blood pressure be the thing we're gauging?
I don't know. I thought it was heart monitor. I thought we were measuring hearts. I don't know. By the way, I said today in an email to Lainey and Shannon that I've never had such little involvement with the show because I was away.
So yeah, that's not blood pressure.
That's a heart monitor. That's a heart monitor. That's a heart monitor. It looks like a heart monitor. We're finding out in a second.
Yeah, I'm right. Why would it be blood pressure?
That's a,
both. She's prepared to do both.
We'll do heart monitor.
But we'll do just the one.
If we do blood pressure, Jay's going to shut down.
I don't want to find out if I'm dying on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Is 900 over 800 good?
No, it's not. It's not good, Ralph.
Do you know what good blood pressure
I've never been told I have high blood pressure. I just panic when I get blood pressure taken that I'm going to have high blood. And sometimes I shoot up and then they go, all right, let's
shoot
do
up?
The, yeah, well, you know, they said my blood pressure shoots
up. Oh, you shoot up. Oh, yeah.
Because I have white coat syndrome. And then they do whatever the doctor appointment is. Yeah. And then they go, we'll take it one more time now. And 100% of the time, it's like, oh, you're normal.
So, but I don't even know. I think 120 over 80, that sounds like, is that heart rate? I don't even
it
know.
It could be a little higher than that, Ralph.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
It's safe to be a little higher than that.
I'm making up numbers. I have no fucking idea. I honestly think that's
perfect blood pressure. Mine's 120 over 70 usually.
Okay. And is if the second number...
normal.
Is lower, is that better?
Not too low, though.
Yeah, you don't want low blood pressure either.
Okay, I don't know anything
it's,
about
that's what I'm saying. As I get older, I don't want to find these things out because it's not... When I was a kid, significantly heavier, more out of shape even, you just go and everything's just normal because you're a kid.
Fine. Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. I go, like, take my blood pressure 5 times. Who gives a shit? It's fun to have that thing squeeze. Now when it comes out, I'm like, oh, no, here's where we find it out. Congestive heart failure.
Do you do physicals yearly or no?
Yeah, probably at this point.
You do, right? I do it. I do it every year.
Just a blood panel.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's easier to know. Have you?
And they always go, what do you want to detect your blood for? I go, did if I have cancer or not? That's what I always say.
Do you do, you're too young, right? You're not 50 yet, so you haven't done a, what you call it, the asshole check. What's it called again?
Well, I mean, not with the machine.
Colonoscopy. You haven't done the colonoscopy yet, have you?
Not with the machine.
Yeah, not
Knight's young, though, dude.
Not a doctor. Because
I've had a doctor in my ass, but not that way. No, I've never had that yet, but I would get that. I'm not afraid of that for some reason.
Supposedly, you don't have to do that anymore. You shit in a box and you send it away, and that tells you if you need to do it or not.
That's all right. I'll just have them jam the thing.
I shit in the box. That's what I did.
You shit in a box.
Yeah, they send the box to your house. You shit in the box.
That's crazy.
And then you send it away. And then,
you know, I thought I had a stomach issue one time, and they told me. They gave me a thing to collect the shit in a box, and I held it under my asshole for 5 seconds, and I went, it'll go away. And it just did eventually. Whatever my stomach issue was went away. It is a big deal,
dude. No, you put the thing in the toilet. Like,
two people I know who have done this so far.
They've
died? And Ari
Shaffir. They've died?
No, you and Ari Shaffir. The only people who have shit in a box that I know, and it's crazy both times I heard it.
It's nothing.
You're that afraid of enjoying something up your ass and feeling gay.
No, you have to take the special liquid the night before, and it makes you shit a lot.
Yes.
And this is just one thing, shit in a box for 30 seconds. And you send it off. It's only sending someone a present. Here you go.
Where did you take it?
You just mail it out.
Just put it in a mailbox?
You have to.
On the corner.
Yeah.
No, shut up.
You had to mail it out. Yeah, I think they had to mail it out. I mailed it out. Yeah.
You just put postage on it and drop it in the mailbox.
Yeah, here you go. Enjoy. It's called, I think it's called Cologuard.
How do you get laid?
Yeah, shit in a box.
How the hell do you get laid, dude?
I got laid in 3 countries, son.
You tell everybody you want to say it. It's the third time I've heard it tonight.
No, it's not true at all.
I get laid so much.
I got laid 3 different countries.
Dude, Josh is going to be you, dude.
Josh is a few years behind you.
Same thing.
But Josh is
better. I go, hey, Josh, what's up? He goes, what's going on? I go, I'm getting ready for Skank Fest. He goes, here's every girl I fucked last week. Here's the thing. Here's where I'm going. Here's how good my sets are.
So let me tell you one story.
I jogged 13 miles today.
That's me.
Yeah.
He doesn't jog, though.
Yeah, he does.
Does he jog?
No, probably. Yeah, on treadmill.
Oh. This is how I know would never be a good comedian for many reasons, but this is because I won't stay very often for the story, and I probably should have in this quick little thing, and then we'll get into what's happening. I went to Lisbon first. Okay. Right, and the girl that I was spending time with in Lisbon, because there was a air traffic control strike in France. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was didn't make big news here.
Huge news.
But any flight flying over France was canceled for that day, so she came a day late. Right, so I'm I just by myself.
So she owed you pussy.
She owed me one extra day. Yeah. So it's on layaway. I'm gonna cash in some other time. I just went down to the bar to eat something by myself, and there was a couple there, and we just started talking. She's very, very German. Thick German accent. German girl talking about it. They just got there from Germany. And he was also German. Both German. But everywhere I went for some reason on this trip, they all want to talk American politics. They want to talk Trump. Anywhere I went that I met someone new, that's what they want to talk about. Whatever. So they got into it. She mentions Black Lives Matter. Then she says, German girl, you know, it's amazing that America had slavery. Germany would never do that.
Mm-hmm. She's right. They just kill them all.
And I was like, ooh, the TV just went out. It's on the other. And I was thought.
Oh, Sharon's a Holocaust denier. Yeah. She cut that to
well,
part.
That was what I thought. Do I open my mouth and say, did you forget about the fucking Holocaust? Or am I going to find out she's a Holocaust denier? These are strangers in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, all right, you know, have a good night. And it's nice talking to you guys. And I just left.
Damn, dude. You didn't say one thing about the Holocaust?
No. That's the thing. That's how I know. Like, if I'm sure
You're
if
a
it
terrible
was.
Jew.
I'm a terrible Jew. And I also didn't. I was
did
curious.
You fast for Yom Kippur?
No. Did you? You don't.
Every year, dude.
You do not.
Shana Tova, dick face.
Have you ever?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I never have ever. Have you? What's the most? You got bar mitzvah now.
Mm-mm.
Do you do anything Jewish ever?
Make gefilte fish.
You ate gefilte fish?
I still do.
You still do? You like it?
I enjoy gefilte fish
like
very much.
Yeah.
Red beet horseradish, dude.
Yeah, good shit.
I eat a lot of Jewish foods. The last Jewish thing, I mean, I like the menorah every year.
You do? That's more than I do.
But the last thing we like did, where there was like every year there was something Jewish in our lives, mm-hmm. was like Passover dinners in Rosh Hashanah at my grandmother's house, but that stopped a long time ago now.
Might stop when my grandmother passed, so I was like 10 the last time.
My
I
grandmother just passed, but everyone was just so splintered where they lived that we just didn't do a really Passover dinner anymore. But I used to love it.
Did you?
I love Jew food.
Did you get circumcised because of a bris, like as a Jewish thing, or was it just something that was done to you?
Yeah, dude. Last week.
No, seriously,
they
got
me.
Like I
have a Jewish name. I was a naming ceremony. I don't know if it's all connected or not, but like no, it wasn't Jewish. It was just like
because we had like a real twin bris as
well. Oh, I didn't do a there was no bris, I don't think. No, it was just done at the hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny. Came home with a perfect pecker.
Well, speaking of penises.
Yeah.
You like that segue?
Boy, do I. Although you can't call these guys things a penis.
No.
I have a penis.
Yeah.
You got a dinger.
It's Cocktoberfest. Yeah. It's not Penis Toberfest. It's Cocktoberfest, for God's sake.
These guys got logs in their shorts.
For sure. By the way, they walk in with such fucking swagger and confidence. There's no way that these guys don't have huge fucking cocks.
Oh, for sure. Shannon, you're going to have fucking, let me do some math here, 37 inches of cock inside of you potentially tonight.
37? Is this four guys out there?
Three guys. And
whoa.
Ralph, just so you know, they're not all the same size dicks.
No, but even so, that's
this guy.
37 on three dicks?
Yes.
I don't like
there's
it.
There's a 10-incher.
But you're saying there's an over 10-incher.
Of course there is.
But there's got to be at least a 14-er.
There's a 10.
Okay.
There's a 12.
And
there's a 14-er.
That's actually, you said 36. That's 36 inches, right?
They're here for the contest. No half-stepping. You know, you told Lainey to bring some cocks. She's bringing cocks.
By the way, I would imagine with Lainey, it's much easier to find cock, I would imagine.
I love that one of the guys said he wouldn't do it because he said it was gay. And you're like, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so, his actual fear was that one of us was gay and trying to do something gay with him. And it's like, no, neither of us are gay, but we might have to do something gay with your penis.
Probably as accurate as it can be.
Dude, I'm assuming you lose whatever the losing thing is.
I don't know how we'd pick, but yeah, whoever's heart monitor goes higher, I guess, is the loser.
I want a sideways stand where he pulls the pecker this way, and then it flings it back to cracking the face. Like a
doorstop.
Yeah. I love it. Shannon, wouldn't you love to see Ralph get cock slapped?
Yes.
That was a weird yes.
What the fuck was that yes? You don't want to see Ralph get
cock slapped? That was a tempered yes.
I would like to see that happen.
Why do I want to see it so bad?
Yeah. Well, that explains the basis of this contest, by the way. I believe in my heart of hearts that there is a little, I don't want to, it's not a sexual attraction that
mm-hmm,
you have,
mm-hmm.
but you have a genuine
intrigue
and enjoyment
mm-hmm.
more than the average person from a big black hawk.
The average male. A monster cock in general, Ralph, will turn my head.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's pure envy.
Right, but not only, I also believe that when a...
for sure. This guy's swinging one.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I feel like your heart monitor, because of that genuine intrigue and interest, is going to go up a little higher than mine.
Can I challenge that?
Yeah.
I challenge it because I'm so familiar with the large black penis.
Oh,
I've seen so much.
I've seen so often.
Doesn't move the needle at all.
Like
I have to see this black dick like tearing a hole through Shannon or something.
Right.
And then super exciting.
I'm going to be like an old Southern lady clutching
yeah,
the
you
pearls.
Might, so you like, might go, oh my, like, oh my God, what is that? Like, these are all new feelings for me. Yeah. I think I am also intrigued.
Yeah, that is a good point. That is a good point. You might.
Has everything changed if I just reach over and kiss it right now?
Will he get mad at me if I go over to kiss
mad?
It?
Will how I get much, beat up?
Or how
will
much
I get,
kissing would be allowed?
Will you get beat up or will you get face fucked? No one knows.
And both of those things are exciting to me.
Pretty stoked for either.
And so we have a nurse coming in, and the nurse is going to do a control.
Why is this monitor always? We look so.
Yeah, I look hard. We were supposed to fix that a while ago. I don't know what happened.
What is the problem, Shannon?
It's that I wish.
I believe you that it looks fine.
It
I'm
does.
Just saying, like,
yeah,
why is it look so bad on the monitor?
And Bobby, yeah, Bobby's on it.
We just look sick.
I always
no, Bobby. You don't have to do it now. I'm just saying.
Don't worry
like,
about
who
it.
Gives
about
a fuck now. I'm just saying. We always. Whenever I look up, I'm like,
yeah.
I thought
and
I
it's also,
all right today.
It still has that half second delay that drives me crazy.
It's just a half second delay, Bobby.
Yeah.
No, these aren't all problems. These are all problems that getting some big cocks in here could handle.
So we should bring the nurse in first. Well, she even has the medical gloves on. She's really here to play. And they're
going to. Where do you think that monitor's going, Ralph?
They're going to do a control first, so we have something to judge on what our heart rates are normally.
Shannon's titties?
Shannon's titties. Yeah, but Shannon whips out those tits. Maybe it'll go up that.
Shannon, for science?
Jay, did you feel...
She didn't say no yet, Ralph. Shannon, for science?
No, we have a pair of boobs. That's
I asked
in.
Shannon, by the way, before that we went live, if I pulled out my dick right now and just said, oh, sorry, and walked in the show like nothing, big deal, what would you do? Like, what would happen? Would it end our friendship?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I would just think you're probably really tired.
Wow. That is good.
You need to start there.
That pans out good for you.
So she even has her nurse's badge on. She's not fucking around.
Correct.
Can you get very close to the mic?
Yes.
So you are, obviously, this is not shtick. You are a legit nurse.
I'm a legit nurse.
Put your headphones on, please. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it's from Bellevue, though. It's just more of a,
I don't know if that,
she's a nurse in the psych unit.
That makes a lot more sense, by the way. I had to take a friend there once, by the way. I'm not going to say who, but he had a breakdown. I had to bring him to Bellevue. It was not easy.
You had a girlfriend we had to do that for.
You did?
Yes, Christine.
Oh, that's right. To Bellevue. Oh, she went to Bellevue?
No, she didn't go to Bellevue.
Because Bellevue seems worse. I don't know why. Because
wherever she went. It was only three nice days of that year. Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR Show. And, of course, that is rockauto.com. Been with us for a while now. I assume a show about sex, drugs, and rock and roll has a lot of people listening that are, you know, grease monkeys working on their cars.
Says playing in the garage.
Polishing parts. You know what I mean? Puts them up on a lift.
You polish your back. I polish his parts all day long.
I'll polish your part right now.
Speaking
with these new Armor All wipes I got from rockauto.com.
Oh, shit. I believe that to be true.
Very true. They've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or are low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, rockauto.com has everything you need. The car market is hot, so now is the time to keep your car well-maintained. You know it feels good driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it very easy to do that and get all the parts you need at very, very low prices. Whether you're a mechanic or just working on your car at home, same prices apply. It's no one upselling you. It's absolutely fantastic and fun to look. If you're looking for auto parts, rockauto.com is your guy. And let them know the SDR show sent you. There's a little checkout box. When you check out, there's a little box you can let them know that you heard about them on this show. Put in our show name. One more time, rockauto.com, with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Ralph, anything you want to add? You know so much about cars.
I want to ask you.
What's a hood?
Do you love your car?
Yeah, I do.
Love it.
Yeah, why?
Just curious. It's nice to have a car that you really love driving.
Yeah, I enjoy my car, yeah.
That's cool.
It gives you a massage.
That's nice.
It's nice.
You ever check out the air conditioner?
I have. I mean, never checked it out, but it is asking for it.
Let's get back into it. All right, so... do you want to introduce yourself? I don't know how much anonymity you want, or you want to be on board with saying everything. It's up to you.
I'd like to be anonymous, if that's okay.
Just
that's
get a
fine.
Little closer to the mic.
Get very close to the mic, though.
If you stay anonymous, too, it makes it easier for you to stay in and look at the big black penises with us.
Yes, that makes sure. Hey.
Amazing.
Yeah, maybe so you can lift the base of this up a little bit so it gets closer to your face so we hear you better. Okay.
Is that better?
Much better.
Got
so
it.
We're going to do heart monitors because Jay wants to stay away from the blood pressure.
Got it.
Okay.
Is there a reason why? You have white coat syndrome?
White coat syndrome.
Okay.
And then I'll spend until my heart rate goes down and my blood pressure becomes normal, I'll be panicking that tonight's the night I have a stroke.
Okay.
It happens almost every time I go to the doctor now.
Got
it's up. Not like dangerous. They always even tell me, it goes, No, it's just like a little elevated, but they always go. It's probably white coat syndrome. And then when I leave, it's always fine.
You're fine.
I check it again, it's fine. But yeah,
by the way, I've never heard the term white coat syndrome until tonight. I don't know what that is.
It's just, when you, like, doctors.
I didn't say, I could figure out what it means, but I've never heard that term until
Well, I'm just 45 almost. So now I want to go to the doctor. I'm like, something's wrong.
Right. I would like to do
something.
Both,
I smoke. Yeah.
I don't know if I have good anything. I don't really know. I mean, I do go to the doctor, but.
I'll tell you, spoiler alert, he has good nothing.
That's not nice. Thing. That's my feelings.
Don't you say that. Shannon, show her off your boobs.
Yeah, Shannon. all right, so we're going to do Jay first, just a heart monitor.
You got it.
I'll tell you something, though, that I do when I'm feeling nervous, and I'd like to make sure I'm as calm as I could possibly be when this happens. Bobby, if you wouldn't mind popping in here for 1 second,
Bobby,
please.
This might help everybody.
If maybe you're feeling a little nervous, too. It's your first time on the show. This always makes me feel better. Bobby, shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got. Just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got. Damn.
Thank you, Bobby.
That's a can't nice ass.
That guy's got a great thumper, doesn't he?
But now
he
my does. Heart rate's going to be elevated. That's the only problem with that.
No, not me. That puts me in a nice, cool, smooth setting.
Okay. Let's do Jay first.
I'm on cruise control right now.
So this is a pulse ox, and this is going to monitor your heart rate.
And how long does it need to stay on for it to be accurate?
Honestly, the entire time, because it's accurate always. So we're getting a baseline right now. Mm-hmm. And then when there's a variable that's introduced, it'll...
Do we have two?
Just
we don't.
The blood pressure class.
So that we're going to have to do each of us. Like maybe what we'll do is you'll one guy comes in for you, one guy comes in for me, and we'll switch the heart monitor. Does that make sense?
No.
Why not?
Say it. I know. I'm saying it generally doesn't make sense. I don't know
so,
what you're saying.
Because you're keeping the heart monitor on, and a guy comes in, and then we'll see if there's a change, and then the next guy will do it for me.
My pulse keeps going down. I keep getting more relaxed the more you talk about these dicks getting in here.
Yeah. No, I feel like each guy should... Like, be
a Jay time and then a Ralph time?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine. That works too. How is Jay's heart rate? Can we say that? Maybe you don't want to say that. Jay will have a fucking stroke.
I'm not worried about my heart
rate. I do want to write down the base level.
It's with the normal range. Yeah.
Can you say a number so she can write it down?
83.
83. All right. I don't know if that's good or bad. Is that good?
It's good.
Okay. Is it good for his age or just overall good? Does it matter?
It's overall good. It probably should be a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. But it's good. Do you both live a pretty sedentary lifestyle, like don't work out much or...
No.
Okay.
I'm moving a
lot.
So
it's good.
And just because I'm an idiot, the lower the better or there's a point where it's not good?
The lower the better. If you're
she guessed I didn't work out though. You see that? She goes, you don't work out, it looks like, or do anything really much of all.
No, it's a compliment. I mean, I like my guys fluffy. So this is actually, the lower the better, because it means that you're actually an athlete. If you train, your heart rate's going to be lower.
Okay, and what would be like a great heart rate? For he's 45, I'm 52. In the 45 and older category, to, let's say 45 to 60, I don't know what you...
You want to say under 90.
Under 90, okay, that's good to know. Okay, should we do my base first, Shannon, too, also?
Yes. I mean, I'm down to 79 at this point.
Okay.
It ranges, yeah.
All right, now so now, I'm pumped up to 85.
Let's do mine, as we have a... does it matter which finger or which side?
Doesn't matter.
The one you don't finger your asshole with.
Oh, shit. That's and I have none.
Oh. Your thumbs.
Why? Mine is high.
Wow, dude.
Why is mine so high?
Because you're so excited there's going to be black dicks in here.
That's crazy that it's so high. Should it not be on the table, or does it matter that I'm sitting on the
table? No, mine
matter.
Was on the table. Didn't matter.
Wow, why is mine so high?
Wow, dude.
Do we have to leave it on for a certain amount of time for it to, like, chill out?
That's great. The bigger number is my number?
Are you looking at 96?
So, yeah. 96 no. is your oxygen. It's a smaller number.
So, it's
80,
82, 83.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
So, same.
You're fine, Ralph.
You're starting out as the same, 83, both of you.
I got scared for a second.
You're fine.
96. I thought 96, I was done.
Ralph, you're fine.
It's crazy. That's crazy. Okay. We'll give it back to you. Do you want to do...
Ralph, question for you. I'm looking at you. Do you live a sedentary life?
Probably too.
A lot of sitting around doing nothing with your fingers up your ass.
Yeah.
This guy.
All those things. I'm curious. Can I do my blood pressure? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Yeah, come over here.
So high.
Now that I'm freaked out, that was
like. You should. You know, if it's high, you could die like immediately. Leather pants nurse.
Do I? Does it matter that I have.
Trick. I don't get out much.
Oh, it goes. Wow, these are like new fancy ones.
So this goes on your wrist.
Okay.
Turn it this way.
Oh, dude, you're dead. There's nothing.
Keep your very good.
It's not even turn on. Your heart's not on.
Lady, let's see. Right now, there's a lot of numbers on the screen.
Oh, God.
I don't.
Try not to talk while it's while it's actually
dying. Oh, Lord, this is bad.
So you don't cross your legs and you don't talk.
Oh, man, this is bad. Ralph always has to have his legs crossed. It's how he tucks his wiener behind his butt so he could play drag. Oh, God, that's a high number. Oh, you're dead, dude. For sure. Oh, you are living with, not dying from, diabetes. Oh, God.
Good. 129, 82, 85.
I don't know what that means.
So, basically, normal blood pressure range is 130 to 180, over 80.
Okay.
How old are you? In your 40s?
52.
Okay. You're totally good.
Okay. Haha, Jay. I'm totally good.
Not me, dude.
Totally good.
My eyes might start bleeding. Nah, I don't want to know. I'm fine. My pulse is good, then we're good.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, it's funny. I know one of my friends was always bragging about how low his resting heart rate is. He's in like ridiculous shape.
If I quit smoking, it would probably solve any of that.
How much do you smoke a day, by the way?
As much as I need.
Is it a pack?
Probably, yeah. On the road, probably more.
Okay.
Because I'm just like sitting outside of a comedy club the whole time.
Right, but when you're, what about when you're here?
A pack.
All right, so about a pack a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Shut up, nerd. This guy's such a nerd.
All right, so we're going to, Shannon, we want to bring in.
I have a nurse friend now, dude. I'm fine.
And she likes.
She'll give me the good stuff.
She like, how did you say you described you like the guys?
Fluffy guys.
Say it again?
Fluffy.
Fluffy, okay.
That was Gabriel Iglesias' nice way to say fat.
Yeah. All right, you're fluffy.
Shut up, Ralph. I'm solid.
Can you not be solid and fluffy? No?
I don't think so.
If you're a big dude.
Well, I've touched Gabriel Iglesias. We're not the same density.
All right, we have a young lady that's going to help us as well. God, my brain is not, I got so nervous about my fucking heart rate.
Thank you so much.
By the way, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Nevi.
Nevi, I will say, has the record for the fastest yes to a shot of tequila. It was pretty cool.
Aw.
It was pretty wild. So you want anything to drink? No, we have tequila. Yes. Oh, that's what we have here. Okay.
Cheat sheet.
Oh, Chi Chi, thank you. Nevi Cakes.
Nevi Cakes, yeah.
Oh, Nevi Cakes.
Let's see here.
I think they're franchised in Brooklyn now. Nevi Cakes.
Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you.
So you are going to help Jay and I as we decide whether or not we are getting aroused or intrigued.
That's not the word you use for your pulse going up.
Intrigued?
Well, if it happens for you and not me, it's gay feelings. If it happens for both of us or just me, then it's just intrigued.
Okay. Looking at us, Nevi, do you feel one of us is going to be more likely that the heart monitor will go up?
Which one's gayer, though?
Well, one, your face is bright red, so I think that you're going
to
be the one.
Well, it's my blood pressure to the roof. I don't know if you heard.
You're going to die at the end of the day. All right, so I'm not really, Shannon, I'm going to let you kind of take the lead here, because, I've said this in a previous email today. I've never been so uninvolved with an episode, except for last week when I wasn't here.
Other ones you weren't here.
I was not here for about 5 episodes in 7 years. Is that about right? I think so.
Dude, I really cover your ass. So you should get 2/3 of the money.
So the plan is now to see, to allow Nevi a little bit of time to see if she can arouse you, Ralph, a little bit, arouse Jay a little bit. We're going to test both of your heart rates again.
Okay.
And that will be
up.
Our control okay. to see how you react to her.
Now, if your heart rate doesn't go up, you're gay.
Now, yeah. So I guess give me the monitor again, the heart monitor.
Okay.
No, not the blood pressure. There's no control for he's not doing the blood pressure.
Okay.
So it makes no sense.
Huh?
If you were doing the blood pressure too,
right.
I would do the blood pressure again. Okay, so now we're going
to... Can you take our rectal temperatures at the same time?
Sure.
And see if those go up?
Yeah.
All right, so Shannon, are we playing music? Am I just sitting here? God, look at my heart rate. It's crazy already.
Oh, my God, you're dying, dude.
Holy shit.
Your heart's going to explode.
It's literally... Why is that so much more? It was 115 a second ago. That's not good.
You have a hot lady sitting next
to you.
Yeah,
but that makes me feel like I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
You're going to look like a real asshole when you drop dead in front of our friend.
No, please don't drop dead.
All right, now, by the way, now I'm in the high, in the 90s. I'm already in the 90s, and nothing has happened.
This is terrifying.
This is terrifying.
Oh, my God.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, my Lord.
Nevi, would you like music to be played?
Can we actually do music? That would be amazing. Yeah.
Do you have any nitroglycerin pills for Ralph?
I don't like it at all, man.
Do you have a
96?
Preference?
I don't have a preference.
I went down a little bit now.
I don't have a preference at all.
I'm trying to control my heart rate. I'm going to breathe slow. If I breathe slow,
that
makes
actually makes it worse. Just be normal.
Of course, ponies.
This is the hackiest.
This is a hacky song, Shannon.
Shannon, come on.
You really went.
I asked for suggestions.
Yeah, but that was a bad one to make yourself.
No.
I don't like it.
Too much.
It's too hard.
It's just on the nose.
Pick a different one, guys.
Not this. Can I say this? Not this song?
Pick a different song. There's not like a list of stripper songs that I have in front of me.
Well, I bet you're a Google away from that.
Google that on YouTube.
Neither of you know a stripper song?
What's the Windows to the Walls
Shannon,
one?
Why would I
Yin
know?
Yin Yang Twins.
That's a good song. That's not a...
That Little John.
That's Little John.
Uh-huh. Sweat drips down your balls.
Okay, that's good. I like it.
That's a good one.
All right, but I'm back to 83 now, so I feel a little bit better.
Oh, well, okay. Rap always does that to you.
Yeah.
It's your calming force.
Now it's going up. I don't like it.
Stop focusing on it, Ralph.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna step away from
You're
it.
You're supposed to get aroused right now.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like the feeling. It feels like I'm going to fucking have a heart attack and die.
Probably.
Can you hear it?
I can hear it. Yeah. Well, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I already hit 90. Oh, nothing has happened.
Oh, my God.
Ralph.
You're dead.
I like the tattoo. Should I move this way?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to move this way.
Let's see if your heart rate goes up. Just all right.
I hate to be that guy. Nettie kicks me your flies down.
Say again?
I don't want to be that guy.
All right, so now I'm looking at I'm at 92. That's where I'm at right now. I don't like it.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm going to die.
No.
You're not going to die.
Wait, where? Let me ask you this.
Why are you getting nervous? I think this means you're racist.
At what heart monitor pulse is it dangerous?
You're afraid your father's ghost is going to see you sitting next to a black woman getting aroused.
It varies. So if it goes over 100 for a significant amount of time,
you're dead.
I mean, it's
time. That was high 90s.
It's not
for
good
a second.
Though, right? It's like probably curtains for him.
Maybe.
There I was high 90s for a second. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm really worried about you.
That's scary.
I hope everyone here got their paychecks.
Yeah, hell knows. Lewis, by the way, doesn't even know which bank we use. So if I'm gone,
it's over, everybody.
It is over, everybody.
Lewis is not aware of the bank.
He is not. And by the way, I signed a contract today, and they said, do we need Lewis's sign also? I'm like, no.
Nope.
We really don't.
Damn, dude. Hell yeah.
All right, so we move over to
are
Jay.
So are we locking you in at 92?
92 is where I was.
Okay.
All right, we're going back to Jay. So should she move over here? Can you get behind me?
I would completely move over there. Let's do that.
Move forward.
Do I walk behind you?
Can you
get
behind me?
Yeah,
help
that big ass.
Is it cool if I do this? Thank you, Shannon, for being the only person laughing. Bobby, fuck you.
I went up to 92, Jay. Where are you at right now?
Probably 60-something.
All right.
95.
96. Well, now my dancing's making.
Yeah, that's true too. I was trying to bring it down.
What number are you at now, Jay?
Does really breathing slow?
At 85.
Does that make it worse or makes it
help? No, if depending on how you breathe. So if you take like rapid breaths, it can increase it.
Of course, automatically.
If you take slow deep breaths, it can decrease your heart rate.
Does that do anything for blood pressure too, or no?
It does.
Okay, that's weird. Jay's very zen right now.
Mr. Miyagi, dude. I watched all Cobra Kai this weekend.
You what? You just started and ended it in one shot? Or you were watching Pits and... You watched
a new season.
I know, but that's what I meant. Like, you waited till now.
I watched it all one weekend, yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It
was a good season.
Stop trying to spike me.
It's a good season. It was a good season! All right, before we go any further, hi there, responsible adults.
Hello.
Are you over the age of 21?
Yes.
Do you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal?
Totes.
Have you ever fucked an air conditioner?
All day long.
Is that big in the vampire world?
In the Delta 8 vampire world it is. Dude, that guy was on some shit, right?
You think?
Yeah.
It's more than
Delta 8.
It's not Delta 8, and it's also definitely more than alcohol.
That was Delta 8 and Courvoisier.
That was Delta 9.
Yeah, that was something wacky. I don't know what that guy's deal was. He talked about his micro penis. Bugsy Batman. Bugsy Magoops. I forget his name.
He was also Johnny Silverhands?
Johnny Silverhands. You know, Jay had a pretty good one when he said that. But, you know, so goes it.
He had the wrong audience with that one.
Read the room, Okerson, I tell him sometimes. He thinks everyone gets it.
How about when my video came up and he goes, who's that?
Who's that, he said. How about Nevy Cakes coming for almost no reason whatsoever?
Almost?
Almost.
You're being too kind. Now is the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock
it
up.
It is the time.
High quality.
Ralph got rejected by a man tonight.
By three.
He didn't want to show his penis to Ralph.
And also, he was first really into the idea of jerking off on you and then turned it to fucking me.
On me? I wasn't there.
Not you. Sorry. You.
Whoa, bro. I don't place that shit. I don't know what you heard, but fuck what you heard. When I was in jail, I ran that pod. 60 days in talk, Shannon. You like that?
I do.
Oh, someone's getting ready to get something inside of them. Yes?
That was another one. You ever have a lot of inside questions as well. All right, Delta 8 is found in hemp.
Shannon,
it can be legally shipped.
She's so loose, she can accept a flashlight inside of her.
Shipped to various states, it gets you very, very high. Very go to YoDelta.com. Gummies, vapes, everything for getting stone needs.
All right, Bugsy Magoops, take it away. Show your wiener.
I have a micro penis. Fucking
Batman Distubido.
He's from a code gas at YoDelta.com. By the way, Nevi, show us your tits. No? You done a dance? No?
Oh, okay. Let me give you a little music to dance to. Wank. Wank.
This bonk, song's better?
Bonk.
Is this song better?
Wank. Oh, this the one, Daddy. This is the song that's going to get me motivated to
jam.
Sit down.
This is my jam.
I bet if they took her blood pressure, it would be super low.
Super low. All right, go to YoDelta.com. Use promo code GAS. Get 25% off. Let's get back into it.
Okay, so Ralph, you're starting at 92. Jay is starting at 85.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So now, what's the next step, Shannon?
So now we bring in one of
By the way, happy Cocktober.
Oh, happy Cocktober. Thank you very much. I love Cocktober. Yeah.
Should we ask Nettie Kicks anything about what she does? Or
yeah, why don't you, Jay? Here, I'll give you the cheat sheet. I'm sorry. I'm trying to lower my fucking heart rate.
Wow, dude. You're such a weirdo. Nevy Cakes is from Jacksonville, Florida. Been there. Performed at the Comedy Zone. It's in a hooker hotel, I think. That wasn't so much a question. It's a little fun fact about Jacksonville.
I think with that, it's a little bit.
Also, my apologies for what the Eagles did to the Jacksonville Jaguars last week. oh, what a crazy story here. It says you started when you were 18 at what, performing? Is it like, are you doing porn stuff or are you doing dancing?
Yeah, I danced when I was 18 and then I stopped dancing. And then now I just do like porn, OnlyFans type shit.
Guy-girl shit?
Yeah, guy-girl shit. Love guy-girl shit.
Multiple guy-girl shit.
Multiple guy-girl shit.
Three guys and girl shit.
A lot of shit in your...
Three guys, girl shit?
Yeah. You ever three guys at
I
once?
I don't know about three guys, girl shit.
That's where you draw the line.
That's what we're trying to make happen.
I like
tonight,
to find it.
Yeah, three
can you
guys.
Put this monitor on when I ask you about three guys? If you wouldn't mind. It says you were inspired to do it because you were homeless.
Yep.
You saw an opportunity to make some money and turn into an empire?
Yep.
Empire's nice.
The whole cake industry. Maybe cakes.
Yeah, I have a whole cake
that
industry.
Joke's so old now, dude. Do you even know what cakes means, bro?
Probably not.
But, should I tell him? Oh, you told him. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to show him.
That's obvious. I thought there was more.
If you're
going to
show Ralph your ass, though, you got to put the heart monitor back on, dude.
I thought there was going to be more to it than that, Jay. That's the obvious answer.
That's very, very odd. Do you still live in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I still live in Jacksonville.
Hell yeah.
It is also wild how OnlyFans has changed the fucking universe. It really
is amazing. I'm so grateful. I make so much money.
It's wild.
Just slap it around.
It really is an
amazing
Nurse,
what's your
thing.
OnlyFans page? If you do some fun work stuff, you know what I mean?
I'll give it to you.
It is pretty wild.
Got
you. Do you support any OnlyFans chicks?
I mean, emotionally. You mean, do I sign up for any? Yeah. We did... Two on Bonfire. We did the lady whose kids got kicked out of private school because she
had an OnlyFans.
She had an OnlyFans.
Oh, I didn't hear that,
where the neighbor found out, which we thought was like pretty fucked up that they did that.
Yeah.
But then when we looked at her OnlyFans, I mean, you don't have to go three down before it's not just like it's like the grand. She had her mother come in and show her. It's like grandma and mom. And I was like. God. All right, these kids are going to have a rough go.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, grandma and mom are pulling their titties out together on OnlyFans. Like, that's a lot to unpack in therapy. So, but we had one for that, and this girl, Sierra Sky, who we followed on the Bonfire at one point.
Fair enough.
But that's it. Yeah. I, no, all my jerks are porn still. We're old. It's not for us.
No, I agree. That's for sure. All right. So now, are we, Shannon, we're doing three to me, then three to Jay?
Say it again. Sorry.
Are we doing three in a row for me, then three in a row for Jay?
No. I think that so one guy will come in and then he'll be on you and then we'll test both of yours. Like he'll spend a second by you, spend a second by Jay, and then we'll test your.
I think the best way to do this is have Ralph wear it, and they got to go by him. Because here's the thing: what's going to make your pulse go up a little bit is it being by you, whether you're into it or uncomfortable.
Right.
Having a big dick flopping right here, you're just going to have some reaction to it. So. Better do all that.
Other than trying to control my urge to suck it.
The switching back and forth and just finding out if looking at it's going to make our pulses go up.
Yeah, it's too much back and forth. Also.
Yeah, if you just hold it and each one comes in one at a time, you'll see in seconds, right?
Yeah.
Like if it jumps.
Yeah, it's, you said it's happening immediately in real time.
Yes.
All right.
I hope he doesn't make
I think,
it do this.
So here's what
you.
I think. She should stay right here.
Okay.
And I'll move this chair
hands,
out of the way.
Hands, Ralph. Hands.
Sorry, I didn't mean to touch her, by the way.
No, you're okay.
No, he's a creep.
I moved the chair out of
I'm way. Sorry that happened to you.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I'll testify for you in court if you want to take
it.
If you want to take this thing all the way up to the...
We'll take it to court all the way.
Hell yeah.
All the way to the top.
Dude, you're going to be so jammed up the ass in court.
These guys are going to do that? Give me
we'll
this.
We'll see. Can't go to court.
I'm going to put it back on the same finger so there's no... And Chen, I guess one at a time, right?
You gotta press.
It's not on, you idiot.
It's not on.
So the one is just gonna go by you, Ralph. Then?
I think one at a time by me. We do all three to me.
Yeah.
And then all three to Jay.
They come in one at a time and present to you.
Present
we see
to
your
me.
Jumps.
All right. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
We see your jumps.
Because I think there's less back and forth. We're already 30 minutes into this.
I just feel like this is more back and forth because everyone's coming in twice. But if this is what you guys want to do, that's fine.
They don't have to come in twice. They can all come in at once and one at a time whip their wang out for Ralph.
Yeah.
And then they just come over
exactly,
here.
Exactly. Yes.
That's what I
that's
mean.
That's what I said.
Yes.
You're saying the opposite, Ralph. Okay.
What are we saying
so
the opposite?
Yes, this is fine.
Ralph's doing
so
all
the first
three.
One. Yeah. Yes. But.
They're all coming in. And then one at a time, they come to me.
Yes. Come to you and then go to the other side and then go to Jay.
You yes.
Switch the monitor. Yeah.
All three to me with the monitor.
All three to Ralph.
So they're coming in twice then.
No, they're never leaving.
They don't have to leave. It's only a couple seconds.
All right, fine. Okay, so the first one coming in is Bugsy Hoffa.
Okay, I'm 84 right now. Should you know, maybe I should... If I put it on this finger, there's no difference, right?
Could be.
Wait, should Nevi and the nurse switch spots? Because she has to kind of look at your monitor.
That's why I think maybe it should be on this finger.
Okay, so
you could you guys switch. And you can stare at this.
Sure.
All right. So maybe
you can tell me if I have to pound on Ralph's chest to bring him life again.
Now it's through it. Now I'm dead.
Am I coming on you or your friends?
Mostly him.
Now it's 100 already. Jesus Christ. That's going, it's going back down. Okay.
Hang on. Nurse is coming over. Check his pulse.
It's a nurse.
Yeah. If we die. It's on you, buddy.
I died.
I got 92.
But you... All you guys got white claw. I don't have a white claw.
Oh, we can get your white claw.
Dude.
That one's not even open yet.
Oh, this is not even open. Okay.
Sealed white claw. I didn't even worry about sliding across the table because no one gives a shit about this table anymore.
No, I don't
clearly,
love to know. I'd love
here.
To go through the tapes and see
that's
who the fuck
even
that is.
Crazier.
So what's your name again, dude? I'm sorry.
Bugsy Hoffa.
Bugsy. All right, nice to meet you, man.
Sometimes they call me the Batman.
All right, well, I guess we'll find out why in a few minutes.
No, I have
he's going to drape his balls like a cape across your face. Well, that was my guess for why they call you Batman.
That also happens as the Batman.
Oh, also maybe the dick's like a big bat.
That's what I was thinking.
No, I have a very small penis.
Well, Ralph, tell me if it tastes small.
So now's the time to present it to Ralph so we can test his heart rate.
Yes.
Shannon, all does right. It always have to be right to it with you?
Yeah, Shannon, what's God. Shannon, dial it back.
What about a little
she's moving.
Fucking damn.
I got to get my microphone.
I have a micro penis.
Okay.
You got to show it to Ralph, and we're going to check his blood, his pulse.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
He's not going to show it.
He's not going to show it.
He said it's a micro. All right.
All right.
It's
well,
a micro.
I guess my...
By the way, I will say this, though. His blood pressure went down. His pulse went down. Like, he's pretty bummed. Oh, I guess I'll just go
by the way, there was no way that wasn't going to answer either way. It goes up. I was like, look at him. He got all excited. He thought he was going to see a penis. It goes down. Look at him. He's all depressed.
Yeah. Either way, you're gay, dude.
Yeah. All right. So, Lainey, he doesn't want to show his
She said he's supposed to show his penis.
No, he says he doesn't want to. We're not going to force anyone to show their penis. Come
on. Well, I'll force Bobby. Bobby, pull your dick out. Bobby, present to me.
Somebody got to put their dick out other than me.
All right. So we'll move on to the next guy.
Move on to the next guy. Thank you, Batman.
Bugsy Hoffa.
Bugsy Hoffa, ladies and gentlemen. The Batman.
Damn, Ralph, you feel so rejected.
Yeah, I think it was me. I'm down to 77, though.
It is you. You weirded him out.
I think so.
Damn, dude. You're such a creep.
Well, I tell you what, we know one person that's not coming in twice.
How do you ever get gay laid? How do you ever get gay laid with that attitude?
So who's coming in next?
Just one moment. They're deciding amongst each other.
Yeah, I think someone did not explain the rules.
Slappy Pickles. I like their names.
I also did reiterate the rules before.
Yeah, somebody was named. Some guy had extreme confidence. I think his name was like.
I think Shannon
Classic
sucked.
Or something.
I think Shannon finished him off, and now he's done.
Yeah, he doesn't want to show his exhausted wiener.
Real nice, Shannon. Can we have one guest come in here? You don't jump on them with your mouth. Sorry,
seems
nurse.
To be a.
My apologies, nurse. Shannon's a real.
Oh, here we go.
Just low rent.
Okay, Classic is now entering.
The Classic is the one who I felt has a hefty amount of swagger.
I bet you do, because you said have a.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Great news, dude. You're already in first place.
Aren't I lucky?
I still think I'm in the 80s. Welcome to the show, Classic.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Shannon, tell him to pull his wiener out.
Okay, Classic. Now is the time where you can show your penis to Ralph and see if we can get his heart rate to rise.
Which one's Ralph?
Right next to you.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Let me get a... In the right...
I'm not going to look yet, so I have no
reaction. You should not look.
I'm
looking right
at
it. I'm getting into an angle where I can see it exactly right where it should be.
I'm going to stare at Nevi with... I don't know what kind of face I'm choosing. It's like a... I don't know about you.
He has a good circumference, I would say.
Oh, I'm not looking yet.
What's your heart rate right now?
I can't see it.
82.
All right, that's good. I'm looking right at it, by the way.
He's never been more comfortable.
He's going to go like inside now.
Ralph, all right, that's not bad. I'm okay
Ralph
with it.
Has never been more comfortable than he is right now.
There's no winning or losing with this.
He went down. His blood pressure went down.
By the way, I'd like to reiterate, at the top of the show, Jay says, my blood pressure is going to be lower because I'm so used to this.
No, I said it might be even.
I think we're good. We did round one. We're good.
Don't we feel that he should just go to Jay's side right now while he's in the room?
Lord.
But then, put the thing on me.
Whose team are you on?
You can stay right there. You have to come over. I can probably see you from there.
It takes a minute to get acclimated.
Can I stand next to the titties?
Yeah, you can go over there right next to the titties.
You sure can.
Wait, don't move it. It
says 96 right now, but...
82.
That'll go down.
80. 78.
Give him a temperature rising.
Yeah, wash your hand, buddy.
84, 85, 87, 88.
It's a thickie.
92.
You're just making that up. I'm in the
73.
70s, dude. I'm cool and collected, calm as a cucumber.
Yeah, because you've seen so many
Classic,
of them.
Classic, fantastic dick, dude.
Now you're waiting. Are you going back up?
Thank you.
You're going back up. 85, 86.
I'm talking.
I don't know.
So what's the number we're locking it in at?
I was at 70. I'm 72 right now.
72.
Soon he's put his dick away. He got heartbroken. That's
damn,
why.
Dude. All right. So Ralph lost that one.
I didn't lose. What do we? I didn't lose that.
You lost.
I don't believe that at all.
Do you want to like meet him for a second?
Yeah, let's talk to him for a second.
Classic, tell us a little bit about your penis.
Tell us a little about you and your penis, Classic. And why is it a classic?
How long have you and your penis known each other for?
So far, my whole life.
Where you come from, dude?
I come from Harlem, New York.
How did you find out about this little shindig tonight?
This shindig? Well, I'm in the adult industry. I deal very closely with a woman that you guys have interviewed before named September Rain.
Oh, she's great. She's great.
That's when I met you guys the first time. And then obviously I've been dealing with Lainey in a similar way because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had this show where you guys need someone to pull your dick out.
Do you do Habib show stuff?
No. So he has been dying to like hire me, but he doesn't shoot things that I always like or that I'm into the most.
We had the other guy in here that does the Habib show stuff.
I forget what that is.
He had a biggie too.
Oh, that was it. The
fuck, I know his name too. Now I'm drawing a blank on. No, not with Mo the Monster. We've had a bunch of times. Lainey would know. I forget. It was he came in for like the girl put all the different
guys. The Dominican guy?
Yeah.
Makana?
Makana Man.
Yeah. That's the bro. Shout out to Makana Man. Shout out to Woe Boys.
Jay recognized him just by his dick. It's like, oh, that's
no, I knew by his name, Ralph.
That's Makana Man.
Makana's a freak of nature. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
My apologies. I don't see color in my pornography. Ralph's exclusively white porn.
Jay just identifies cocks from 10 feet away based on how many times he's seen
them. By the way, look, when I said white porn, Ralph's heart rate, 105.
I'm confirming that. I see it.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What is the bigger number? Is that the bigger number is what?
Oxygen levels.
Is that a good number?
That's a good number.
Okay.
Dude, it's not.
I said it was bad too.
Yeah, I saw her face and she was like,
oh my God, how is he walking?
She said a good number is like 16.
But is that
what is yours?
No, 16.
97? Oh, okay. Well, you know.
My heart rate now is 79, which just went to 80.
Maybe take the elevator.
I can't. My elevator doesn't work for 3 months.
Still?
I had stuck in it yesterday for 20 minutes.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I almost pissed on the floor.
I wouldn't have pissed. I would have. That 20 minutes is probably where I'd start like
it was
crying.
Just about 20 minutes. Yeah.
I would start crying and being like, this is never going to be over.
It was really
bad.
This
is life now.
And then it opened up on a different floor and the dog tried to attack me.
Nice.
It's ridiculous.
That's the problem with having, Ralph's got a building where the elevator opens up right to the apartment. And the weirdest thing is if 3 is going down and you're up on 4 and you just open to their apartment, you go, hey, nice place.
Yeah, nice fact.
Hey, I'm a stranger. Yeah. Nice place.
Yeah. Oh, you're butt-ass naked. Yeah, seeing ya.
It is weird.
Has yours ever just opened and you're
and now with the elevator being broken for almost 3 months, it opens randomly often. But no one's in it right now just because it's just broken.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's go to the next dude. You want to do that?
Yes, Classic. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Classic.
Thank you, guys.
All right, I'm down in the 70s now. Nice and calm.
Yeah, now.
Now that there's no gorgeous cocks around.
Those big, huge, fat dick gets in your face,
once
dude.
Once those cocks are out, those fucking numbers go through the roof.
You're about to jump.
Man.
You're going to get cock slapped so
hard.
I still
want to know the story with the first guy. Was he unaware that we were doing this?
He's hammered.
Okay, I don't know what was happening there.
I don't know if we need to be a nurse to make a professional opinion that guy was
okay, Sam
zonkered.
Is coming in next.
Okay.
So inebriated.
Wow. Got a whole vibe going on. That mask is cool. It's very steampunk.
Hell yeah. It's not what you think. He just has warrants.
How are you?
A couple of warrants.
I'm all right.
Get close to the mic, please, sir.
I'm all right.
What's your name?
Sam.
Sam. Thanks for coming in, Sam.
Sam. Sam is Nevy Cakes. It's the nurse. Hi. Ralph, I'm Jay. And that's Shannon back there. Shannon, any thoughts?
This is where you can take your penis out.
Oh, my gosh.
Shannon, have some respect.
Please, for 5 seconds. I'm supposed to not
look. Don't
right
look. Now. I'm not getting a good view. I'm moving this down here. Okay.
Bobby, why don't you stand up to take a peek, you fucking weirdo? You see that? Bobby,
I don't know how I feel about his shaving technique, by the way.
Don't talk to me about it, Ralph.
What's your number right now, Ralph?
I can't see it. Can you see it?
Oh, you're losing your vision. It's so high.
86.
Oh, you're going
it's the
down, dude.
It's been so far.
All right. Well, this is his.
I guess this guy's your thing.
Yeah, it's my vibe.
Okay, Sam. Now, if you can switch and go around.
Sam and Ralph.
Hey, Jay.
Sounds like a good sandwich shop.
Sam and Ralph. Oh, wait, that hasn't registered yet. Not yet.
She's not even looking at it. She knows it's going to be
107.
That's from talking.
Holy shit.
Wait, you got to look at it, Jay.
I'm already in the
You're not even looking at it.
84.
Yeah. Uncircumcised.
What is the read now?
75.
75. Jay is so used to black cocks in his face. It's crazy.
I'm thinking I also have sparse dick hair.
Yeah, Jay's really, Jay, by the way, I feel like Jay's trying to be really calm, that's, breathing slow.
No, I'm not. I'm drinking in this guy's dick with my eyes. It's the game.
He's at 72, Shannon.
Wow. It really brings him peace to have.
Oh, now it's back up. It's back up a little bit. 84.
All right, I wrote back down, down the 70s. Down 75.
Back in the 70s. All right, 75 is fair.
All right.
Thank you,
want,
Sam.
Do you want to meet Sam a little bit?
Yeah. Sam. Man, I thought for sure I was going to fucking win this one hands down.
He can't hear me. You just have to talk.
Yeah, go ahead. Please, Sam. Sit down. Yeah, yeah. Let's get to know Sam. Although I'm assuming by the mask, he doesn't want us to know him too much. How'd you hear about this, Sam?
Move closer. Move closer because obviously my heart rate tells me that we're made for each other.
I'm a friend of Laney's.
Oh, hell yeah. Nice. Laney, so you've pre-approved all these penises.
Yes.
Who have you seen them all
around
at full mast?
No.
Never. Why? You're just not that good at it, are you?
That was my
She walked into that one, Ralphie.
That was my concern, by the
They're
way.
They're too big for you? Let me see. I'm doing charades. They're too big for you. No blacks. Too big. Three 2-inch dicks. I can't tell what she's saying.
I feel like you got her. I think you nailed it.
Laney wants 3 2-inch
dicks. By the way, at one point there was four guys. That's it. We're three.
Is that what Laney got? Did Laney get gangbanged in China?
I think we're three guys, right, Shannon?
Yeah.
All right.
But technically two.
Two. The one guy we don't count. That's a scratch.
Yeah. Although when he didn't do it, he fucking panicked.
I was like worried about, you know.
Do you think we should give him it? Maybe he feels better about it now that the other guys went?
No, I think he's not even here anymore. Is he here? I don't know.
Did he leave, Laney, the other guy?
No. No, he's still here.
Does he want to come and check now?
Now he wants to come in? Wow, now that he's seen the other two dicks, he's like, I got this?
Awesome. Sam, thank you.
I think I would have did the same thing, though.
Yeah, first guy is the toughest one, so yeah.
I thought I would be last, but I guess not.
Let's see what's happening. There's a little commotion. I remember, like, what was the game we did last time where there was a crazy commotion?
The Snatch Showdown.
That was uncomfortable.
It resolved.
I know it resolved.
There was no medical people around for that one.
Yeah, thank God. You're keeping everybody legit.
I got to be honest with you. We needed one that night.
Yeah, we definitely did.
I'm always available.
I don't think he's coming in.
I don't think he wants to do it.
We don't want to force the guy to show his dick. It seems fucking crazy.
Yeah, I see a whole room of people staring at him like, show your dick.
Show your dick. Yeah, let's let it go. We're not going to make that. Come on, that's
he's
crazy.
He's coming.
He's coming in.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon wants to see you. So up. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
No problem.
All right, bring it back. Give me.
Everyone's dick was very alluring.
Mine is not alluring at all. Oh, God. God had nothing to do with that.
It turns off quick, this thing, huh?
Hello. Heavy kicks. I'm going to ruin your porn later tonight.
Just go watch it and just jack off to it.
Yeah, my girlfriend's fucking putting a festival together for the next 2 weeks, so I'm going straight to Pound Town.
Oh, no, there's okay. Pound
She's,
Town
is she
right
leaving
now.
A few days before you, I imagine?
I'm sorry. I started to be using the Latin, but I figure you're a nurse, you get it.
Is she leaving a few days before? Again. You're not going out Tuesday, right?
She's going Tuesday. I'm going Thursday.
Okay. I'm going Friday.
So I'm going to lay in the middle of my bed at 0G and pound dick to Nevy Cakes.
Nevy Cakes?
Yes.
Nevy Cakes Festival?
You'll be there checking my blood pressure. Don't look, though. Don't look. I'm embarrassed.
All right, we're doing this? You ready, sir? Batman?
I'm not ready for anything. I have a micro penis.
Oh, my God. Did we just step back into time?
Yes.
It's okay if you have a micro penis. Jay's seen them before.
How dare you, Shannon?
Every time he looks in the mirror, right?
You say you mean that I see my own. No.
Every time he looks in the mirror, that's what you're saying. That's what you meant.
Wow. I had a couple of jokes at your expense, and all of a sudden you hit me in my heart of insecurity.
Shannon, thank you for finally being on my side. Thanks for being on my side.
This is how we act when Nevy Cakes comes in the studio.
Jay, there's a nurse here. Maybe she can help with this condition.
And we can figure this out.
I hear there's like a tendon you can cut that makes some more wang fall out. Is that even true? And can I try it at home?
No, you can't.
Not at home.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Have you ever ejaculated to the air conditioner?
No. No.
To
I
the
haven't.
Air conditioner?
Into it, you mean?
Both.
No.
What's the both? What's the other part of that sentence?
Although,
the wind.
I do prefer to masturbate in air conditioning.
Oh, that's what I thought he meant. Is that what's the both?
I don't know.
So that's a little bit of both. So we have to figure out the both.
He's not less drunk this time.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
No, I'm always drunk.
All right, yeah. All right.
That's his secret, like the Hulk. He's always drunk. That way he never has to be sober.
This is a half fact.
Okay. I like it.
Both.
But have you ejaculated to an air conditioner?
We have not. Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a follow up to that?
Yes.
All right, and that is?
And everyone was cold. Okay. Everyone was cool.
All right.
Yeah, cold. Cold.
I don't think he's pulling his dick out for you.
I don't think so either.
All this fucking pillow talk you've given him.
I mean, if I pull my dick out, someone has to put it in his mouth.
Jason?
Well, come on. Stop. Don't raise your hand, nurse. You're a professional. Stay professional. All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you this. Whenever I get a little nervous about something, I know one thing always just cheers me up.
Bobby,
if you wouldn't mind getting in here real quick.
Bobby, maybe it'll be you that he puts in his mouth.
Maybe if this gets him a little bit harder, he'll fucking pop out for you. Oh, shit, just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got. Just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby.
Nevy, be honest. Bobby. That's not a terrible ass.
No, it's not. It's decent.
It's not Super Mario.
No, not at all.
That's what I was thinking, by the way.
Did he look like Super Mario?
The Super Mario has one of the best asses I've ever seen.
You think our nurse friend's going to answer the question?
When I fuck to an air conditioner, I always think about Super Mario.
That's true.
That's exactly what you have to do.
See, we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Are we asking firsts of...
Yeah, I think of Miss Cakes.
And not nurse?
And the nurse.
Why do you have a thing on your finger?
That's awesome.
Shannon, I thought you explained all of this.
I don't know anything. I'm a fucking moron.
Right before we started, when you guys were both in here, I walked out there and I did go over
Shannon,
all of this.
Shannon, are you even doing anything?
Is that God talking to me?
They both saw me. I did go out there.
Shannon, quick question for you. What are you doing?
Wait. There's a deity talking to me right now.
Yes. Speaking.
Yeah. Shannon, maybe you can have the voice of God. Spirit of God, can you maybe get him to go get another drink?
Take your penis out.
But someone has to put it in your mouth.
Okay.
All right, Shannon. Maybe get in here and put it in your fucking
Shannon,
mouth.
Maybe turn the air conditioner on in the other room. Let's see this guy. Fuck it.
Jorge, how bad do you want to work at Gas Digital? Get this guy's dick in your mouth.
His air conditioning happens.
I'm not sure who Jorge is.
Someone get him a ladder. Let him fuck this thing.
You want to fuck that air conditioner?
I have before.
That's about 10,000 BTUs. I'm not bullshitting you right there.
Yeah,
that's
you think
heavy
that's
power
cold.
Right
that's going to be cold as shit.
You're going to be happy there's a nurse here when you put your dick in that thing.
Oh, listen, I'm Cyberpunk 27/7.
Yeah? That's a video game, I think.
No, is it a video game? Not only is it. Yeah, it is.
Cyberpunk.
I thought it was like a...
Is that or a Billy Idol album?
Can you figure it out?
I don't. I can't.
I am Johnny Silverhand.
What does that mean?
What does it mean to you?
Johnny Silverhand? I can assign a meaning to that name.
Are you going to suck dick or not?
Silverhand.
Oh, he just asked if you're going to suck dick.
No. I thought Johnny Silverhand would be a guy who constantly wins second place in the jerk off Olympics.
As we talk. I can jerk
Silverhand.
I can't
always
jerk off on you.
No, I'm a large target though. I don't know if you know that, but the nurse confirmed it medically. I'm fluffy. I thought I was a solid mass. Feel my arm, nurse.
Feel it. Come on, Jay, check his heart rate now.
Thank you.
Check
my heart rate.
Can we figure this out on a Wednesday?
If I'm going to suck your dick, next Wednesday I'm out of town.
He wants to jerk off on you. Not to suck your dick.
Next Wednesday?
It's a little bit of both now.
I got to get my beard done.
What if we do this?
I can shave my beard off.
If he fucks the air conditioner and the spray back comes onto you, we got something going on.
There you go. Fucking Bukkake by proxy.
It's content. Now we're making content.
Now we're making content. And this is why I'm failing at TikTok.
And this is why they call me the bad
And
man.
These ideas...
Is that
why
I'm
kicked
Johnny
off of
Silver,
TikTok everywhere?
Johnny Silverhands.
Yeah, second place to Jerkoff Olympics.
A little bit of both.
Okay. We got to wrap. It's almost been an hour.
Yeah, better than Billy Bronzehands. Come on. That's third
who
place.
Who is Billy Bronzehands?
Third place to Jerkoff Olympics.
Are you Billy Bronzehands?
I'm Steve Gold.
Yeah. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride, this guy. Can't get over that hump to get first place.
I can't even get in second, apparently.
Yeah. He's always losing to Gary Goldhands.
Are you a pitcher?
Well, yes, but not since the war.
No, but he'll catch.
Which war?
Cyber 27. Is that what it was? Am I close?
Ralph, you're talking in circles. You sound like an idiot right now. I'm sorry, Bugsy.
There's not a war that exists for me because I'm always at war.
Yeah.
Well, that would
Ralph too.
Mean that there's
jihad.
Always a war that exists for you.
Exactly.
Well, Ralph's a big believer in jihad. So
jihad.
He's always in war
so
also.
So we can blow up together.
He's at war with women's rights.
Have you ever had a penis in your butt?
A penis?
No, but he had a butt plug in his ass a few weeks ago right here. Shannon, if you wouldn't mind bringing that back. Can you run it back one more time for us?
If you have the clip handy, then we could do the first.
All right, so now have you ever had a black man in your ass?
Not I remember.
Well, remember. Today's different.
You know, I said that in a way that maybe.
Today's a different day.
So now we're on me? Day. I thought we were on Jay.
No, okay, dude, he's I'll jerking off on me. That's I'll on Wednesday.
You are you
today
even
is Wednesday.
Paying attention?
It's Wednesday, dude.
It's the 5th. You know, we might be at the 6th now. Can we figure
it's
this out?
It's kind of hard to argue that logic.
I think we can.
I'll fuck you both.
Thank you.
I feel included.
Same time?
Hold on, I'm same time.
There. Hold on. All right, wait. Jay, I'm Shannon.
Did you say I'm almost there?
Yeah, I'm trying to find
are
the clip.
Are you masturbating, Shannon?
No, I'm finding the clip. Hold on, almost there.
Are you masturbating the idea of this guy
wow,
going
Shannon.
Cornholes to me and
Bugsy
Ralph?
Bugsy here speaking
that
your language.
Air conditioning talk damn. Really gets me going.
Damn, remember Nevy Cakes came here and thought it was going to be a
I
sexy
like
night and then fucking Bugsy went all fucking butts to nuts on us?
I will bust nuts on all you.
Please not the nurse.
No, the nurse is here for medical reasons.
Okay, I know.
Here we go.
And I have
more. If you do, though, could we collect a specimen?
Who is this guy? Oh, that's you. Bro, come on. I'm a fucking your butt.
He looks wait, different sorry. When he has something up his ass. Oh,
that's
nurse.
Crazy.
Buckle
that's
up
crazy.
For this noise. Makes me laugh so hard.
That's crazy.
What? I saw something. I saw that.
You know when it goes in.
I saw that. I'm not doing that.
What?
I know fucking way. There's no way that's going
what are you talking
in
about?
There's no way.
I saw that.
We didn't even start the clock yet.
We're at Bentwell.
Boo.
This is the end of the SDR show. Last
is it in?
No, wait. She just fighting that.
Stop. Wait, no. He was so serious when that bulb got in there.
Have you done adult content before?
Right there. That was my OnlyFans. That's a
wait. She put it in your ass.
Unbeknownst
she wailed
to me.
It up his
she
ass.
She wailed it up there.
She lined it up like a football, like on a tee, and the other hand she went like that.
Wait,
and
was it dodo?
No, it was a butt plug.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He made a bit of a scene about it. It
oh,
wasn't
no,
that big of a
still
deal.
Extra. It's easy.
It was
that's
extra
simple.
What he did, but still classically funny how he reacted to the guy.
Not that funny. I got you.
It wasn't funny at all.
It wasn't funny. My mother was watching that. I forgot.
My mother watched all of my things.
Well, now we can't argue that.
Wait, yeah, exactly. Do you do porn, Bugsy?
On the weekends.
Oh, not on Wednesdays?
That's a good day.
It's a Wednesday.
No, Wednesday's for love.
Oh,
this is a fact.
All right, well, we got it.
He's coming on me for love.
We got to wrap. We got to do the first. We got to wrap.
Okay.
Okay. Bugsy, thank you very much. We're going to have to get you out.
I don't think this was like a thank you thing.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh? I didn't get your number.
We'll do it after the show.
After the show.
For sure.
I'm a
646.
I'm a pitcher.
Ralph's a catcher.
I am. Back in the military.
Exactly.
This out. But I'm going to tell you this.
I was in the war too.
If you have a micro penis, and I hope you're just kidding, because Ralph has a deep asshole.
Well, after that, what you just saw on the show there,
yeah.
It changed everything.
You got to hit the thickness.
It changed the landscape, so to speak.
You got to bring the girth you want to hit all four of them walls. Right, nurse? Medically speaking, am I correct on that? That sounds
crazy.
I know my language was gruff, but...
Shannon, we gotta move along.
That was all above board, yeah?
Hit the first, Shannon.
Hold on one second.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
What I think we should do, by the way, get David, get Bugsy, get the chick from last week, and just have... Something happened. Something's going on out there.
They teed up.
Yeah, everyone's off. Hammered.
And then we're going to wrap this up. The name of the show is The SDR Show.
Can we get the nurse out of here safely, please?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to switch her to next to you, Ralph? So.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Can you sit over here? I'm sorry. Is that possible? Or should I move over?
Shuffling her all around.
Musical chairs.
Yeah, sorry about that, nurse.
Real nice.
I think he maybe fell out there.
Oh, that's a shock.
Who fell?
By the way, how cool would it be if we look out there and Bugsy's just fucking someone out there?
Oh, no, that'd be crazy.
That'd be fucking wild,
right?
That's
content, baby.
Yeah, that'd be, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised either. It's like, oh, look, how Bugsy's fucking, I don't know who.
Laney. What if Bugsy fucks her and she doesn't need her crutches anymore? What if he fixes it?
He fixes her, realigns her back.
Nurse, quick question. Would black dick fucking be a cure for Guillain-Barré's disease?
Still to be determined.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so the name of the show is The SDR Show.
Laney, it's inconclusive if black dick's going to help Guillain-Barré's, but I'm looking into it. I'm going to do my thesis on it. Ralph, go.
Oh, it's waiting. Name of the show is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask everybody.
My sincere
this.
Apologies. I was just trying to be funny on a comedy
okay,
show.
Okay, I get you.
No, I apologize.
No, I'm sorry. No, you were trying.
No, it's my fault.
Okay, I get you.
Please continue.
We ask everyone the same question at the end of the show. Their first experience with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Rock and roll, we just mean concert. The first concert you ever went to. Nurse, because we can't say a name. The first concert you ever went to.
Ralphie, let me know if I can.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit, Jay.
Fucking sick.
Maybe stop murmuring and listen to the goddamn guest.
I heard Limp Bizkit.
Only because I said it.
You think I didn't hear her say it? You think I only heard the reiteration?
You can't prove otherwise.
Wow.
How long ago? During their rise to fame or later on in life?
During their rise to fame. It's a long time ago.
That's pretty
Where
cool.
was it? What was the venue?
I honestly don't remember, but...
Really? How long did you stay in the Limp Bizkit camp?
Still in it.
Yeah, I love them.
Oh, that's fine. All right, good enough.
Yeah. We did a fucking cruise ship.
I know, we did a cruise ship.
It was
fun.
They were awesome.
Yeah. I and Nevi, your first concert ever?
It was 2 Chainz.
That's also a good one. How long ago was that?
Oh my God, I was like 14.
Wow. Okay, that's cool.
It's not crazy. I guess he has been famous now for a long time.
Yeah,
2 Chainz.
No, he's a legend. He's a legend.
That makes us feel old. He's a legend.
It's also funny because he's probably part of like what, round 5 of rap or 6? You know what I mean?
Probably like 10, honestly, if we're being honest.
Yeah, but now he's like more of a, he's like a TV host now for shows. He's like,
is he really?
Yeah, so he's like the most expensive like show where he goes around like trying the most expensive stuff in the world.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
He does a couple of shows, I guess. I think he does like, he's like a personality. I mean, Snoop Dogg's more of a personality than a rapper anymore.
Yeah, I watched an interview with LL Cool J recently where he said most people that know him these days,
CSI,
they have no idea that he was ever a rapper.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I believe
wild.
That.
It's really crazy. All right, now, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Fentanyl.
Nah, weed was my first drug.
Okay, so after that, did you do anything else?
I'm so boring.
Nothing. Nothing. Okay, how old were you when you did weed?
18.
That's later, right? I mean,
I didn't really start until I was in my 20s.
Me either. But
do you have fentanyl though?
No. I wish it was more exciting, but
not even one lollipop.
Not even one.
But you probably brought some Percocet you could part ways with, right?
No, you know what? I don't like Percocet. It makes me sick.
Yeah, I still have a ton of those things. I took it last time.
Well, give them to
me. I'll bring them.
What are they again?
I don't remember the names of them. I don't know.
Painkiller, muscle relaxer.
One of each. I have a full capsule thing of each.
What? What's the painkiller called?
I don't remember what the fuck they were called. I'll tell you when I get home.
Text me when you get home.
I'll sure you know.
You want to see my blood pressure go up? What do you got to do, Percocet?
It's not Percocet. I know
think
that.
It's so rarely. It's probably Norco.
Either way,
you take two.
I don't know what it is.
Night's
I know
crazy.
One's a mu- it's more powerful because what was the thing I had whatever I had last time, but it's much more powerful.
Baclofen.
Much more powerful. Okay, so
that was muscle relaxer.
Yeah, though. So but I have one of each now for sure.
Painkiller.
A painkiller and a.
I'll take.
Yeah. All right, and muscle relaxers don't feel great when you do them. I don't know. I don't feel shit from it.
Make me sleepy. I don't know. I don't really take pills much at any. But if someone's got a painkiller,
I'll get home.
All day long, I'll rip one of those.
The first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed was not your first drug?
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy, how long ago?
I was in like middle school.
And did you love it?
I got fucked up.
It's called ecstasy, Ralph.
Well, I didn't love it. We know this.
It's not called misery.
And how old were you the first time you had sex?
18.
18 was a big year for you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Was it,
it was
a
weed dealer.
A lot of first.
She ran out of weed. And she had no money.
Pretty much. It was a deal.
Was it a boyfriend? No.
It was a boyfriend.
Okay, that's nice.
Was it awesome?
It was underrated. I mean.
Underrated.
Yeah, I was expecting more. And it was like.
Oh,
right,
over this, you thought it was going to be better than it was.
I thought it was going to be better than it was.
Underrated. Yeah. I thought meant it was.
Was
like
it his first time too?
No.
Really? And he just wasn't good yet.
No, I think I just in my head expected it to be like this thing, and it wasn't. It was like, oh, okay, this is.
What, you want to come?
Probably.
Have we ever?
I'm blown away by how many women say. I don't know if I've met too many guys that are like, I don't care if a woman comes, but a lot of women say that how many guys couldn't give, don't even think about it. They just like fuck until they finish.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Have we ever had someone on who was both were virgins? Because I don't think that it's not ringing a bell to me. I'm sure.
It's not that crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, it was Ray Romano. He did. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. And how about you?
I was 15.
And was he?
He was a virgin, yeah.
Okay, well, there we go. Look at that. How cute
Ray Romano
that?
And Nevi.
Ray Romano, that's nice.
Look at that.
Was it
one degree of separation?
Was it planned out?
No, it was planned. Like I was in college. I graduated early, so it was in college.
I mean, 15 is super early.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I graduated at 16, but I was still in college at the time. And we decided we wanted to do it at his mom's house. And he had like bed bugs and shit. It was awful. But I don't remember it as much, but I know it wasn't like terrible.
Thank you for having your boobies hanging out the whole time.
Oh, yeah, no, I love my boobs. You love my boobs, right?
Thank you, Nevy Cakes. Nevy Cakes.
Nevy, all your plugs now.
Say it again.
Do all your plugs, like everything you want to promote.
The best one is OnlyFans.com/NevyCakes. Instagram.com/Nevs is back with two S's. Twitter is Nevy Cakes is just NevyCakes. The best one you'll find.
Anal, midgets, cakes. It's pretty much everything.
Wait, what about air conditioners, though? That's when you really get fucking freaky.
No, I've never seen anybody fucking air conditioners, so I might be the first to do it on Twitter, you know?
I mean, I still don't know
if you know, but this guy seems like he's deep in the game.
He seems like he's a fucking acrobatic at it, so yeah. I might be lost with it, but who cares?
It would be hilarious if he came in and it was not what we were expecting at all. He's like sideways holding on.
He's out there fucking with the shit out of the air. That'd be fucking awesome.
He's like, sorry, that one was called, man. This one's a little frigid. Get
it? Hell. I know you don't want to plug anything, so we're not going to ask you. Am I right? There's nothing to plug.
Yeah, but the vaccine? Get the vaccine?
Oh, let me ask you this question. It's a real question.
Sure.
I know some of the fans are going to hate this question, but I was going to get the second booster, and someone I know that is in the medical community said there is data right now that says you shouldn't if you're under 60.
You know, this is my...
It's anonymous.
This is my take on it. Do what you feel is right for you.
So it's not like the beginning when there was a real thought, oh, you definitely need to get two shots and a booster. Now they're saying, because there's... They showed me links that showed a lot of doctors that were pro-vaccine are saying under 60 don't get the next
booster. Can I ask a question? Because I was very, very terrified. I was very terrified of this for a while. And I'm still like sort of nowhere near as afraid of getting it as I was, but I still don't want to get it. But in my line of work, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. I've never tested positive for it. But I've had nurses come to my shows recently. They told me, they go, it's the flu now.
Now.
It's the flu. Correct. It's going to be incorporated into the flu. So it's like... You don't have to live in constant fear. You might be down for a couple of days.
Correct.
And it's like, don't live in that. I mean, the fear of that was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the unknown.
I was like, I'm definitely going to die.
But that is, the flu was the last pandemic. You know, that just eventually just turned into the flu.
Yeah.
So.
So I'll tell you this. I worked during the beginning of COVID in the ER, like frontline. I saw the worst of it. It's definitely morphed into something that we currently live with on a daily basis. At this point, the flu... And the flu vaccine is being promoted a lot more.
Yeah.
If you or someone you know gets COVID and you're, let's say, vaccinated, unvaccinated, but you're at risk for developing moderate to severe COVID, there are oral therapies that your healthcare provider...
Yeah, I think that guy wanted to give me an oral therapy earlier.
he was pretty persistent on it. Yeah, it's possible. That your primary care physician can totally prescribe to you. You don't have to go to an ER. You don't have to go to urgent care. Call up your doctor and say, hey, I think I have COVID. They'll get you tested, and he can write you a script for
it. It's just here.
Yeah, so I have decided I was going to get the second booster. I've changed my mind. I'm not doing it.
I was going to do the new one.
That's what I mean, that like, new one. That's what I was going to do.
I mean,
I'm canceled it today.
I guess. Yeah. And they said I'm due for that and a flu shot, and it was like, the thing is, I would just do it. I don't care. If I was in a CVS and they were like, we got it, you want it? I would just be like, yeah, it doesn't bother me to do it, but at the same time, like, do I have to slice out that time even to do it? Like, I
know, so it's going to knock you down for a couple days.
I'm on planes 50 weeks a year. Yeah. I mean, like,
for you, it may make more sense than me, but.
But also, I will say this.
I've almost never gotten sick.
Based on my heart rate, I should do it. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I think you're okay. I was going to say that. If you think about the logic in the very beginning when they were saying social distancing on a plane, in the beginning, prior to having vaccines, social distancing on a plane, there is no such thing as social distancing.
But as someone who travels constantly, boy, do I miss it. Yeah. That ruled.
Oh,
there was
course.
No bad seat.
Oh, absolutely.
Every seat had nobody next to you.
It was amazing.
It was so awesome. And also just the airports being
empty.
When it came back, I mean, now it's right back. Yeah. And now everyone figured out all the bells and whistles. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's fit. So now the line with clear and pre-check is just as long as anything because everyone's in it now.
I did something weird, by the way, not to go off on a tangent here, but I've never flown from JFK Terminal...
With heroin in your butt?
With heroin, Terminal 1 before, right, which is apparently a notoriously horrible terminal, right? It's an international terminal when I went to Portugal. For $25, you pay ahead of time. they escort you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never knew that existed.
It's $100 usually.
This was 25. It was 25 bucks. They met me at the curb. They took me in. I passed. No, fuck clear. Fuck. They just brought me in. It was crazy. I saved probably 3 hours.
It's pretty great.
It was crazy. For $25.
The coolest thing in the world that I've only done so few times is landing. Not even flying or taking off. Landing on a private plane and then getting off, walking off steps and then through a door and you're in the world again is the greatest thing.
I've never done that. Yeah.
That's so cool.
She has OnlyFans money. She's flying private all the time.
Oh, me and Nebby private jet friends.
All right, Jay, your plugs?
BigJComic.com, BigJComedy.com. Sorry, for all my tour dates. Skankfest is coming up. Shoot my special. Week and a half, dude. It's crazy. That Saturday is going to be 2 tapings at Skankfest in Vegas. Come check it out. I'll be coming out hopefully a few months afterwards. We'll have it all edited and ready to go. And a lot of other fun things we're filming with it, too. It's going to be almost like a double thing. You'll see when it comes out. I'm doing a bad job explaining it. But after that, I'm in Orlando. I have Miami coming up. Kansas City, Missouri.
Where in Miami?
Improv.
Okay.
And then all over. I'm not off the road. Besides this weekend, my daughter's birthday, I'm not off the road again until March. Like,
wow.
Every weekend, I'm gone. So stay tuned to that. Of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Dan Soder and Legion of Skanks podcast right here on the Guest Digital Network.
And also, for Skankfest weekend, that Sunday, we are doing a live SDR that I don't know if we should. Should we let the cat out of the bag, Shannon, or no?
I feel like not.
You're gonna make him fuck a cat?
I feel like not yet.
We're all gonna fridge fuck? No, you don't think we should bring that up? It might get people interested in that or know they're going. That it's an interesting thing. I'm gonna let you decide.
No, you decide.
What do you think, Jay? We bring it up now?
What, we're getting Mike laid? Is that what we're talking about? I thought we said on the show before.
No, we have not.
Oh, we're getting Gay Blind Mike laid.
Gay Blind Mike is a virgin, and we're getting him laid on Skankfest, the live porn star dating game.
Heavy Cakes, don't you look over there. You'll break Gay Blind
Mike.
Yeah,
you're too much of him.
Don't you dare. You're too much woman for him.
Shannon, your plugs.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, and they tell their own personal experiences about a bad date they've been on, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Okay. Do our guests believe in ghosts? Don't chime in. I'm going to tell this. Ready? I go.
This is an easy one.
No, yes.
Yes. Same thing I say.
Shannon?
I say yes to both.
Okay. Believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, two yeah. yeses. All right. Yeah. Shannon's right. Jay and I are wrong. Okay.
Shannon saw a reaction from the nurse.
I swear to God, I didn't even look at her face.
Shannon, you've been full of bullshit all night.
Shannon,
tonight.
You've been against Jay all evening.
What
I
the
love
fuck
it.
Is your deal
I
with
love
me,
it.
Shannon?
Finally, I have someone on my team.
What's going on with this? Will they, won't they?
Fuck me.
I think we take the show out the way we always take the show out, everybody. Bobby, get your ass
I didn't get
here.
My plugs in yet, for God's sakes. Have some fucking respect.
Yeah, do your plugs.
Well, now I'm going to say it, and you're going to immediately start
I swear to you, I won't loud.
All right, just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast is called The Good Sugar Podcast. Our location in New York City is opening in November. And that's all that matters. Let's just say, Shannon, a song you want to hear? What are we going to do? Let's play the Batman theme song by Prince.
Batman. Yeah. Show your dumb dick, Batman.
All right, we'll see you next time on the SDR Show. Thank you, everybody. We'll be right back.
Keep busting.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.